welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing.
Yeah. Got it right that time. It's
always good when you get a good start to the podcast. We are actually broadcasting 2 days earlier. We just couldn't wait. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the fact that I'll be gone Friday.
Are you leaving? Well, okay, that's the real reason. Let's see.
He's Chris.
Oh, yeah. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWebStyle.
I'm Charles Lewis, your internet marketing specialist.
I was just trying to stay ahead of the Gino time limit. Like, if we just don't introduce ourselves, maybe we need to cut out the title, trim the news a little bit.
Cut the title out. Yeah, this is...
Last podcast was podcast number 121, despite the post I put on Twitter that this podcast was number 220
Last podcast was 120. Today is 121.
Actually, it turns out that last podcast was 221. Yeah, I think there's a quote on our Facebook page which says, "We all know Chris can't count." And I misinformed Chuck and put, I was even 100 off on.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, last podcast, if you were to recall, you can go back and listen to that. In fact, you can find our podcast at e-webstyle.com/SEO podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/eWebStyle. On Twitter, twitter.com/eWebStyle. On YouTube, youtube.com/eWebStyle.
All one word.
It's simple. And then you can send us an email at podcast@eWebStyle.com. We have another podcast. It's actually a video cast. It's going to be live on iTunes soon. It's actually our Unknown Secrets of SIBO website analysis, where we actually do analysis of websites that you submit on our website.
Sounds like a nasty vegetable.
Yeah, it's like, do I have to eat that? You can't have dessert until you eat your analysis.
Your analysis.
In the last podcast, we give a tip. In every podcast, we give a tip from the previous podcast. The tip from the previous podcast is, whatever amount of time you think is good for keyword research,
double it.
Yeah, double down. And we actually, last podcast, didn't read the tip from the previous one, which was 120. I found it. It says, keep consumer intent and your goal in mind while defining your target keywords.
Speaking of the tips that we give, I'm going to give a punch in the face to SEO Stoked, Stoked SEO. Sorry about that. At Stoked SEO. Follow him. Real cool cat. And he hit us a few seconds ago. Was like, we should tweet our tips.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tweet all three of these and get caught up as soon as I get back to my desk.
That's cool. Yeah. That's a great idea. Yeah, that should be an ongoing process. I mean, we've got 120. We should start from...
Well,
we started our tips probably around 50 or something, I think. A little bit of just to remember, I have to write it down because sometimes I forget.
That's an awesome list to give somebody. The 120 keyword SEO tips.
All right, tips. Link bait? Anyone? Would that be link bait? Do remember, we are your friendly local neighborhood top position snatchers, where our motto is...
Don't be a douche.
Yeah, don't be a douche. And we've got a podcast. In fact, you can go to our blog. If you just go to our website, click the blog button that's there, reasonably prominent, and do a search for douche. You'll find out what that's all about. You should know anyway, because you should have listened to all of our podcasts by now. Anyway... last time we mentioned Flash. I think I mentioned a little bit of news. Flash gets a little bit lonelier because I think iOS or something wasn't going to support it. Mm-hmm. I found another article. I thought this was interesting. So, you know, our general consensus last time was, you know, where's Flash going? Because we think about Flash from the perspective of creating websites, mm-hmm. which is an absolute no-no for SEO. But there's some pretty impressive statistics. 98% of browsers have Flash installed.
Yeah.
98%. And their real target is actually, and you think about this makes sense, games, advanced online video, and then they're actually working on, you know, data-driven interfaces so that the Flash can interact with a database pretty easily, pretty elegantly, and in a pretty user-friendly way. So... they're not going anywhere. I still predict that they're going to come out with a HTML5 creator tool app thing, something going on there.
To help manage Flash. Yeah, I mean, because when I look at Flash, I immediately think social gaming.
Right.
You know, and videos. I mean, because most videos that you watch, like including YouTube videos for that matter, are some version of Flash, has been converted to Flash video. And so, yeah, there will be some sort of converter, as you speak of, because it's still necessary at this point.
Yep. And if they've got a really powerful tool for really doing really good graphics in HTML5, that's really, they should have been going that direction quite a while ago, because you know, even though Google can index Flash files, it doesn't index them well. It doesn't break them down as well as it does a particular individual page or whatever it may be. Hey, Google Plus is into beta. Hope I'm not stealing your blank stare news.
No, okay. It's all good. It's all good. You know, I mean, well, I knew it when I saw the arrow come up on my Google host.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but since it's in beta, since you brought it up, I was going to get him a pass.
Okay.
Because they haven't worked out my whole, you know, Google Apps situation yet.
So you, like, lost your app for a while every now and
then? Then it came back. Yeah. Like, what's up with that, Google? Like, come on. If you're going to put it in beta, let's fix the Google Apps users first. Because everyone who uses Google Apps is not necessarily using it for a business. I think that's the problem.
Yeah. They think
it's all business. Yeah. And so, you know, I just like Google Apps. And I didn't want to use Gmail. I'd rather use Most Serious.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Y'all need to fix that.
What does it mean that it's in beta? It means now you don't have to have an invite. Invites were so available, it shouldn't have been any problem for you to get one, so that probably doesn't change much. I saw this was pretty cool. They're going to actually soon, if they're not doing it already, because I thought they might have been, but they're going to soon put Hangouts on air. So you can have 10 people interacting in a Hangout, but that Hangout can be broadcast. Right?
It can be streamed.
So I'm thinking we may not be on Ustream.
We may do a Hangout.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I figured that was coming because they recently opened up the API to developers.
Yeah.
The Hangouts API. So yeah, just a matter of time before we'll be hanging out in Facebook.
In fact, they're going to do...
Which would be awesome, by the way.
Well, and then, like, you're going to be in Chicago on Friday. Mm-hmm. We could just G+ and do our podcast.
Ooh.
And turn it on to a Hangout.
Fancy.
Yeah. Kind of crazy, right? They are going to Google kind of an announcement of this Hangouts on air. They're having a Hangout on air with the Black Eyed Peas tomorrow night.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So you could check that out. Google is in court today. This is our last piece of news. They're in court today. Yelp is probably going to be testifying. And then, of course, TripAdvisor. That's where Google was actually showing the Yelp results. And then Yelp was saying, no, we want you to remove them from your Google local places. And Google said, well, if we remove them from there, we want to remove them from our index, all or nothing. So really kind of bent Yelp over, if you will. And
Yelp. Yelp. I mean, literally. You know?
Yeah, they were yelping. Yelp.
Yeah, come on.
You got like Bing, who the symbol for Yelp is Yelp.
You're probably gonna lose this one. Good luck with that though.
Well, I think, and these are charges against Google. So,
I know.
So it's just gonna be Yelp. And I don't know how I feel. Like, so the fact that they're showing, I don't think Google should have ever, and I think they were at one point, they were showing Yelp reviews as if they were Google reviews. They weren't properly. Didn't have proper citations, you know, and links back to Yelp.
Well, I don't know. You had to click first, and once you got into the place page, then it was clear that the review came from Yelp or City Search or Angie's List or wherever it came from.
Right.
That on the home page, on the search engine results page, it just had the review there.
Right.
And so, come on, Yelp. It is what it is.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I would think. Dude, last time we did a podcast, we had reviews. They disappeared. Frankly, they're not there now. But
really?
I caught them on a screenshot.
They're going again?
Yeah, they're gone again. And somebody hit us on
Facebook. What's up, iTunes, man?
Yeah,
come on, man. Like, really?
It's crazy. So, by the way, I figured out if you're in iTunes and you search SEO podcast, we're number 2. If you search SEO...
I pity the fool who number 1.
Yeah. If you just search SEO, it shows like SEO applications and then singers who go by the moniker SEO and all this stuff. And then there's a section for podcasts, and we're not in the top 4 or 5 there. And when you click through the SEO podcast, we're not in the top to there. So I don't know. iTunes is just all over the place.
They trying to get us. We're moving our reviews, lowering our ranking.
What's up with that?
I use, you know, a MacBook, Apple.
Yeah.
You know, I use an iPod as well.
Statistically, we're probably a little bit higher in Apple usage than the average location, right? Yeah, we got you and Nicholas.
Okay, yeah. We got two Mac users here.
So
let's go, Apple. You know, don't do us like that.
So we got these reviews. One of them we mentioned last time, so let me just breeze through that. And in fact, I'm only going to read two. I'm going to read the low star ones first so we can be more excited for the next podcast. This is Style Illusions. We actually did...
Style Illusions. Oh, so we posted a review. That's what's up. Punch in the face.
She, styleillusions.com is her website. We did a SIVO web analysis of it. And she says, thanks so much for the site review. I've been enjoying your podcast. I've been listening to as many as I can as I build my e-commerce store alone. And many of these SEO podcasts are worthless. She's talking about other ones, I'm sure. one star short of five because of the extra chit-chat. It's funny, but I need to get as much as I can in a launch break. This show is definitely worth the time, though.
All right. Well, so, appreciate it.
I respect that.
I feel sorry that you're alone. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But thank you for tuning in, and hopefully we'll say something that can help you. Feel free to email us. You had to email podcast@e-webstar.com if you have any questions, anything like that. I'd be glad to answer it personally.
And we'd like to know the impact. So if you make a couple changes based on our suggestions, you know, like we made one suggestion for New York Park,
Central Park,
centralpark.com or something like that, and he increased video views by 70% just from a recommendation we made. Gotta love that. Here we go. Great info, but blank stare on audio quality. I love it when people use the things we use in the show.
Low bro, right? Well, how about now? Check out my new lapel mic.
Yeah, we got lapel mics now. So I don't
think that from?
This is from Patterson_JD.
All right, Patterson. Punch in the face to you. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate the criticism. But, you know, listen to the last three and hit us back.
Yeah, we're on top of it. Let us know. In fact, go back. Here we go. I love the podcast because of the great SEO information and timely updates within the tech industry. Big punch in the face for the content. But blank stare for the audio quality. I drive a lot and sometimes listen to older podcasts, and your audio quality hasn't improved over time. Please consider investing in better microphones. We did consider it. In fact, we did it. It would make the podcast sound more professional and improve the overall presentation. I promise to change my 4-star review to 5 when we get our nut mics. So I'm going to look for that change. Thanks, guys, for your hard work. Keep it up. Big punch in the face to Patterson JD.
You get the whole combo.
We'll save the other two reviews for the next one, for the next podcast. Let's just get into the meat. I think we've exceeded our Gino time limit.
Yeah, I know. For our chick from Style Illusions.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Chick from Style Illusions, start listening now.
Now, yeah. So check this out. We've been talking about keyword research for the past two podcasts. So last week we talked about keyword research in regards to doing SEO and some of the processes for determining which keywords you should go after. Today we'll close this whole keyword research series with a pay-per-click, right? Keywords are the most important, the most influential part of the whole pay-per-click campaign.
Absolutely.
Those keywords determine who comes to your site, what they see, how they get there, and everything else. And so I have a few tips. I pulled a few articles. One of them will probably shred, right? because I disagree with a lot of it. And some of it was pretty cool. So the first one I pulled from Search Engine Watch, shout out to Jason, punch in the face to Jason Tabling, right? 5 tips for selecting PPC keywords. And one of the things he mentioned was do your homework, right? He says keywords are critical to your search campaign, so don't take selection lightly. 3 things to think about: seasonality, competition, and geographic variance.
So seasonality would be maybe something like if for instance we have a client who does AC and heating.
Yeah.
So we want to target AC in the summer. We want to target heating
in
the winter.
Yeah. Exactly. No need to be running your AC. Well, maybe in Houston.
Yeah, in Houston. Yeah.
but generally, no need to be running your AC campaign, you know, in January.
What were the other 2 points?
Competition.
So that's where we talk about long tail words. Go after long tail words because the competition. If the competition's high, you may be going. Well, here's a good example. If you know your website is a little suspect, you're not ready to invest in upgrading your website. You don't really want to go against the biggest guy in your town. If you do AC repair and your website is, you know, aesthetically outdated, don't go head-to-head for the term AC repair because you're going to go against some high-dollar people who've got high-dollar websites, and if people tend to click more than one.
Three or four or five clicks.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they're going to see three, four, five websites. They're not going to choose yours. Just be honest with yourself. Go after the longer tail keywords that somebody else may not be going after.
Especially if your budget doesn't permit that. You know, while that one click you get in AC repair at Houston, and we actually have a client, that keyword right now is $18 a click. And so it may not be worth spending that $18 a click and then possibly, you know, well, taking a huge dent out of your budget for the remainder of the day.
Right.
Instead, find a longer tail key phrase, AC, you know, repair my brand name.
Ream
AC repair in such and such geographic location.
Yeah.
You know, in Katy or in Missouri City or in Sugar Land. And that way it's a longer tail key phrase.
Those are all suburbs of Houston, by the way.
That $18 is probably now $5, right?
Yeah.
And then you can manage more clicks. And truthfully, whoever searches that term is a more qualified user and already in a purchasing mindset.
Yeah.
Leverage match types to control the experience and also gain insight. Match types, broad match, exact match, phrase match, and Google AdWords. Definitely use the match types. He put to control experience from a budgeting perspective to manage your budget.
Yeah.
You know, broad match, if someone searches AC repair, you may get a car AC repair.
Do it yourself AC repair. Right?
Yeah, you may get all sorts of stuff that's not really what you're targeting. So exact match those. So that way you only get AC repair searches. Or phrase match them, so that way it has to be the exact way that you phrased it and not some other variation of the same words.
Makes sense.
Yeah, he put number three was don't forget about customer search experience across devices.
Here's a question I wanted to ask. So is there any pricing difference if you do exact match, phrase match?
Broad match for us tend to cost more.
Okay.
They tend to cost more. The cost per click will go up.
Because everyone clicks broad, and so, okay, that makes sense.
There's more volume for it, there's more clicks for it, and so the cost is up.
Right.
Broad phrase match. Only time you really want to use broad match is if you're in some extremely niche service or product, and you're having a hard time getting clicks.
Or your name of your product is, you know, it's only ever going to be used when they're referencing
exactly.
you, and it's relevant to you. So you put, you know, I don't know, blue one-arm widget, and anyone who types in blue one-arm widget, repair, do it yourself.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Maintenance, buy new, refurbished, anything that they could possibly put with it, you're interested in them finding your website. That's a great example of when to do it.
Number three, don't forget about the customer search experience across devices. Mobile and tablet devices account for 10-15% of search volume.
You know what? Remember, Dean Calhoun sent a number that after hours, mobile devices are now accounting for like 70% of searches.
Because people
right?
still search. They're just not in front of the computer.
Right. You're either at a restaurant or you're in front of the TV or whatever. You don't want to walk over to the computer or even fired up your laptop. And you just, you know, either you have a tablet or you just fire up your smartphone and you're doing a lot more searches. Interesting.
Speaking of mobile, it's actually where I'll be going later today, going to Chicago for the mobile marketing university. And so, you know, one of the things I put in this new mobile marketing rap I'm about to debut on y'all tomorrow.
Awesome.
It's nuts. We got to shoot the video when I get down there. But one of the things I talked about in there was doing a mobile version of the site.
Yep.
For these people who are searching on tablets.
Yeah. Well, tablets, I'm not sure so much, although you probably should look at an iPad just to see if you've got flash components, how bad does it look on an iPad. I think you do need to be mindful of, expediency potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Like for our website, we really, you know, our mobile app can our mobile version really can be the same almost, because it, you know, you got to do a little bit of research, you pick up the phone and you call, and especially if that's after hours, you're probably not going to call, so you're just kind of researching. So you've got, you know, most smartphones are able to do that. Be mindful.
I think those mobile versions are really for older, I won't say older platforms because they still have newer phones, but more like, I think BlackBerry. When I think mobile version, I think BlackBerry. Poor sweetie, my girl, she's the only person I know to go back to BlackBerry from Android.
We were
both BlackBerry users. We were CrackBerry users. And then literally mine was cracked. And so it was right across the screen. And so instead of getting a new one, I went to Android. She went to Android. I was, oh, this is awesome. This is phenomenal. I'm never going back. She was like, I miss my ball, right? She's used to thumbing it. And so anyway, she went back to the CrackBerry. And her phone sucks when you try to view web pages.
Right, you can't see anything, right?
It's just text.
Yeah.
So, baby. Anyway.
You're going to get a new phone here pretty soon, so
Samsung Galaxy. I'm on the way. I just got my new Sprint credit.
With the keyboard, right?
Yes, sir. Okay, so we're going to keep it moving. PPC keyword research. Now, here are some tips. I got this article. It's an older article posted on Sabahan.
Sabahan. Okay. Sabahan.
.com. Anyway, so I pulled the article from here, and it was a couple tips that made sense. Number one was, you know, use misspelling and typos. I do want to say that's okay if it's a really commonly misspelled word.
Right.
Because then you just look stupid and you waste money. Yeah, so, and that's really kind of an old trick, you know, you may, most people use spell check these days. Matter of fact, Google will auto-spell it, so, yeah, be careful when you do that.
That may be more effective on Bing and Yahoo.
Yeah, most likely. Identify and use common abbreviations and acronyms. I think this is a great one. The AC campaign we're doing.
Right.
I have words that say AC repair, and then I have air condition repair. And so definitely use the acronyms.
And then air conditioning repair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even abbreviations, DEC or December.
Right.
Right. If you're running monthly specials or something like that. Use various verb, which is something I've been doing for a while. This is a secret I was keeping to myself, but I'll share it.
Apparently it's out.
Yeah. You know, for example, the example he gave was learn to type. Learning to type, learn typing, learning typing. And so just different variations of the same words that people may search.
Yeah.
So you don't want to, you know, now if you use, you know, learn to type and you have broad match on, you may get someone searching learning typing.
Right.
But if you're phrase matching or exact matching, then you want to have all of those phrases.
Include all of them, yeah.
Number four, he put use
and
plural versus
tool
singular.
For that, right? For like making exact match, isn't there a tool? In your case, you typically refer to it when you're doing cities. The same thing would apply. Like you can learn.
No, I use it for those, and then I just always finish it with cities.
Right.
Yeah, I'll start learning. Learned, you know, right. Do those.
Typed, right.
And then spit those out, copy it, add my cities to the next column, and redo it.
Is there a URL for that?
It is ranks, ranks.nl.
Ranks.nl.
Go there, sign up, and then they got all kind of tools. That's just the keyword, what's it called? Keyword combinations tool. They have another keyword selector tool. Personally, I prefer Google's over theirs, but they got some pretty cool tools there. I'm giving away my secrets, Chris.
Oh, my bad. We'll edit that. If we edited it, which we don't, we would edit that out.
Use plural versus singular. All right. Computer book. Computer's book. Computer books. Same situation.
Right.
So definitely people, you know, search singular or plural, just depending on their mindset. You definitely want to take advantage of both of them. This is a good one here. Use separated, hyphenated, and merged keywords. So, for example, email.
Right.
All one word. E-mail or e-mail.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely include all of those in your keywords. You'd hate to lose that client who just always uses a hyphen. and you're on, you know, exact match, and you didn't have the hyphen, and this person wanted to buy the biggest thing you had.
You know, and you, the super email package.
Yeah. That's probably free with Google Apps.
Yeah. Or used to be free with Google
Apps. I know, right? Yeah, they lowered that to 10 users now.
Yeah. Used to be 20. Used to be 50,
50,
right?
Then it was 25.
Now it's 10.
Yeah, soon it's going to be 1.
Yeah.
All right. Geographic location. We know about this. My thing on geographic locations is in AdWords, and you know this is across the board, but specifically in AdWords, be sure to consider the zip codes, because you can target by zip code.
Right.
And so, for example, in Houston, you know, if I'm targeting the actual Houston metro area, then yes, I'll target zip code, because so many zip codes make up Harris County, right? But at the same time, in Missouri City, it's only 2. So just tagging my keyword, you know, AC repair Missouri City is fine enough.
Right.
You know, but AC repair Houston opens up a whole new string of people that I don't even, you know, may not
be
trying to
drive across town to service. Yeah.
Exactly. Use adjectives. You got to be careful with these: best, free, cheap, amazing, stuff like that. You know, adjectives take up valuable real estate in your ad text. You know, you only have 35 characters on each line, and so.
And we talk about continuity, so you don't really want to bid on free AC advice and not have free AC advice on the landing page. So, yeah.
Well, and then, you know, Chris, earlier you talked about somebody's site who may not be that aesthetically pleasing. So the last thing you want to do is bring it on, you know, beautiful such and such, and they click and go to an ugly site.
Yeah.
You know, you definitely want your target to be consistent across the board. This is the one I disagree with, the last one. He put domain names, like, in the ad text.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, or and as a keyword. So I'm not going to use ewebstyle.com as
no,
a keyword.
No.
You know?
In fact, we had to complain for Google Boost, which is now like Google Fast AdSense or something. I'll have to figure out what the terminology is for that. Because we were actually paying when people typed in eWebStyle and clicked on our pay-per-click ad. It's like, I don't need, you know, they're looking for us. We're going to be on the, not only are we on the first page, we're on the first page with, you know, multiple pages identified, and there's no reason to do pay-per-click on your own domain name. There's no reason to do it on your own name in general, business name in general.
Yeah, especially if that's your domain name, because there's a 99% chance that you'll show up first place anyway.
Yeah. You know, we also wouldn't bid on unknown secrets of internet marketing. Right, yeah. Because somebody who types that is looking
for
us, and we're gonna, frankly, we're the entire first page in that situation. Why am I gonna pay why am I gonna add one extra spot that costs me money? That's just dumb.
Yeah.
For those people who don't, then there are some, for those who don't realize it's sponsored ads or pay-per-click ads at the top, you know, I don't care what they think. Wow, these guys aren't in the top 3 positions. Oh, but look, they have the next
9.
If that's what they think, that's fine. They're going to find us. So.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is that all
we got?
That's
it. That's all we got for PPC keyword research.
So that finishes our kind of keyword segment. We've done 3 podcasts on keywords. As we always say, just like in real estate where it's location, 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 in internet marketing, it's keyword, keyword, keyword.
Yes.
That's why our tip from last podcast was, whatever amount of keyword research you think you need to do, double it.
Yes.
and spend more time with it, because you've got to get the keywords right. If you're optimizing and tweaking and adjusting specifically for a bad keyword, you're wholly wasting your time, and then potentially in terms of pay-per-click, wasting
money.
Extra click dollars. Mm-hmm. So make sure you take care of that. I think
we've got blank stare.
Oh, blank stare news. All right.
Yeah.
You know, it feels better with the mic, right?
Yeah. That was a good blank. Yeah. Blank stare at Facebook. So check this
out. Facebook, right?
Yeah, Facebook. They sent an email. And I don't know if you got it. I got it. They sent an email that said, We're sending you this email because we're changing our settings so you won't receive too many more emails.
It may actually serve a purpose. It's just inherently bizarre.
Yeah, so they're changing
I'm
the notification.
I'm making this phone call because I want to let you know
I won't
be calling you anymore.
Yeah. They're changing their notification settings so many emails won't go out as often. And instead, they're going to group them by summary.
Right.
So, like, I used to get an email, you know, probably every hour, such and such, request to be a friend, right? And so I guess now I'll get a group one.
Yeah.
All these people.
Every 3 hours.
Wants to be your friend,
or
you know.
Whatever it is, yeah.
But, yeah, they should have just posted
that. They changed out their whole layout, too, right? What I've seen so far,
It's okay. You know, I'm mostly Facebook mobile, hardly ever on the site itself.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And so, but yeah, I just thought it was interesting that they would send an email to say that they're not going to be sending emails.
That's definitely blank stare worthy.
Yeah.
I actually, G+ is still picking up. I'm getting more and more followers on it.
I'm getting added to circles. Circle me.
Yeah.
G+, Charles Lewis, look for me.
Yep, G+ Chris Burris as well. Don't forget about me. All right, you guys have been listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because of you. I don't think I told you how you can actually get a review read on air and then get
three steps.
Link juice. It's only three steps. You first go to iTunes, then you make an account.
Yeah.
Then you write a review.
That's it.
And if you want even a little extra, love from it. Send us a note. Let us know you did it. And you can send us that note either on our Facebook page or you can send it to podcast@e-webstyle.com. Just a little bit about us. We do full internet marketing service. Really what we like to say is we build great websites. We put them on the first page of Google. And then we iterate with the traffic from Google to make sure that traffic's actually converting into business.
Yes.
So if you have a need for that or know someone who has a need for that, let us know. We'll be happy to help you. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow high.